The, just wanted to start make a point. Two nekudas here. First of all, it says here in the kinah, he's explaining at the end of the kinah why, even though this happened on different dates, this happened mostly during this between Pesach and Shavuos, we do it on Tisha B'Av. And it says, first of all, because it has a din of Chor Bis Amikdash, and V'chi Ein Lahoisiv Moyet Sheva V'Sapira V'in Lahaktim Zaslacha. We don't add other days of remembrance. Klal Yisrael wants, understands everything comes from the common Sherish and the common Makar, and we associate it with the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. And that was a reason, one of the reasons why Chachmei Yisrael did not want to make a special day to remember the Kedoshim of Europe, because somewhere along the line, Klal Yisrael's Maseiros is, it all fits in, into this. When we're speaking here about the Kedosh Yishum and so on, we open up a Gemara, relaxed, kind of sit back, and there's Tosfos Akasha, and there's in, what could Rashi say, and you know, you look in the back, you look in the front, and this and that. It's very, very nice, and to have done Tosfos and all the Shas, the assumption is they had a base medrash and full-time learning, and that was it. There was nothing else going on in their lives, and you couldn't do all Tosfos like that. Rishonim, we're struck that there's nothing in Rishonim other than total immersion in Torah. The Baal Tosfos lived in this tkufa, and Rabbeinu Tam was almost killed. He was holding a sefer. The sefer, Torah, remember, a guy came, he ripped it to pieces and started beating him up, and luckily, at the last minute, somebody saved him. The Rav Yo's nephew was killed. The Mordechai, this was much later, Tkufa, in the back of the Gemara, he was killed at Kiddush Hashem. He was towards the end of Rishonim. Everybody, Ron Rottenberg, sat, and he was sort of the last Baal Tosfos, and the Gadol, he was the Rashke Behag of the Yadus Ashkenaz, with Ron Rottenberg. And he spent his last decades in jail, and they didn't let him bury him until many years later. We'll see later there's a kinah from him. That's how they lived. There's an extraordinary kinah from the Rekeach, who lived about 100 years later than this. I have it. The Rekeach to us is a big Kabbalah Sefer. The Rekeach, the Baal Rekeach, was from Germaiser, was Worms, later Tkufa. He was a big Mekubal. He put out, what we have from him is a Sefer Rekeach, which is a assortment of different halachas and nyanim. And then he has Pirush on Siddur, Kabbalah, very Kabbalah, from the Kedoshim of Ashkenaz, the early Kabbalah of Ashkenaz. And he writes about himself, Bitat Kenaz. Leprat Chafbeis Kislev. I was sitting and at my table and just finished being Rav Seder Vayeshev. I think it means Galochim came, the Sumanu. Vahoytzio Charvo. They killed my wife, Dolza. My oldest daughter, they split her head open. My younger daughter, they split her head. They wounded my son Yaakov from the top of his head all the way down. They wounded me all the way down my left hand, and my Talmud, and I had a Malamed for my kid there also. And my wife ran out yelling that they're killing us. Help came, but they ran first, killed her really. They eventually caught the murderer and killed him. But Vinish Arati writes, Bechoyse koil, I was left without anything, but only Gadol, tremendous poverty, Bistrim Golem, with tremendous Isurim. Writes, before she was killed, she had bought klaf for me to write sfarim, and she was the one that supported me and my children. And through my v'noisai gedolim nergahir v'noisai ne'eman alei adayim ki hi oisa terachas kedei she'omer ani bonai v'oile aleihem kamadomim nishpachu v'goseses le'inai. And then he has a kina, Eishes Chayil, about her. And the last stanza is, Kama v'kama yisiguna v'noisai. How much my avarice have overtaken me. Mesu kol banei b'noisai. I guess the son must have died afterwards. All my children have died. Oyla lishka chasuda. Oyla banei b'noisai aluda. Neman alay adayin asher danani v'chatoz v'fishichniani. Necho Hashem atztok ablibo ishapanim. Hashem atzalik v'yafon nisazdoinim. Necho avarech b'chol mido shir achve v'cha echa v'shtach. And he writes about his daughters, you know, he writes about them. Very long kinnas. He writes about, she was 13, she was tsnua, she'd said all the tefillahs from, she learned all davening from her mother, and she would take care of everything in the house, and she would speak only emes. I mean, real people with real families and real children, and such unbelievable tsar and tsaris. And what we have, all of the yisayit of Torah that we have is from people who lived through that tkufa. It's not only we wish we had them, we have them. It's because they lived with Sosman Shos Nefesh, and they wrote Taisus, and they wrote Sefer Rokeachs, and they wrote Mordechais, and they wrote all this in those tkufas. That's what Torah, it has a tremendous, it says Torah Shalmadati Be'af. The Torah that I learned under bitter circumstances are the ones that keep. We have a whole new appreciation for the Gdolei Rishonim, understanding what it was like from Rashi onwards, from Rabbeinu Gershom, that to force his son into apostasy. That was the circumstances people lived with. You never were sure if he'd come back home again. If you read countless tshuvas, very typical Aguna tshuvas, so-and-so went on a trip, no one ever saw him again. So-and-so went, no one ever saw him again. This is very, very common. And 3 years later, two guys were shikring in a bar, and one said, hey, you know, I killed a Jew and I took his money, I stole some money from it. Is it Neman or not? That's your typical Aguna Shaila in the Kadmon. That's the way they go. That was the circumstance they lived with. And the Torah was, and still, the magnificent Torah that they produced is what we live off today. And there's not come up not one Rishon that whose life story is not a story of Tsar and Tsaris and Tlos. The Russia had to run away from Germany. The Rama Rotenberg was caught running away to Eretz Yisrael and imprisoned. V'chein hola v'hola. It's next. Meet and Roshi Mayim. Vein in the corridor is live. Efkin, my side of it is live.